Carlson mocks Trudeau for hiding, says he used COVID to short-circuit democracy. By Jeff Poore on February 1, 2022. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson opened his program with a scathing rebuke of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Carlson suggested Trudeau was abusing the situation and hiding from the public as convoys of Canadian truckers were assembling to protest his policies. Transcript as follows. Carlson, you ever notice how almost all the leaders of almost all the countries in the Western world, particularly in the English-speaking Western world, seem kind of the same? They're all what we call neoliberal. They're all weak and fearful, if you think about it. And yet, if you listen to them talk, you'd think they were omnipotent. We're going to reverse global climate change. We're going to vaccinate the world. We're going to end all human prejudice and replace it with equity. We're going to spread democracy to the untutored nations with guns, and they're going to love us for it. We can do all these things, because we're all powerful. We're like gods. You shall have no gods before us. Now, mostly, they are puny people. But when they speak, they sound like Caesar, standing in purple robes in the forum commanding the known world. Joe Biden very often sounds like this, so does that squeaky little woman with weird teeth, who runs New Zealand. They all sound like this. They're unbelievably grandiose. It's by design. They'd rather talk about redeeming humanity than bother to fix your kid's school or replace a stop sign at the end of your block. So you've got to wonder, why do they talk this way? And the answer, of course, is because they're terrified. They claim to be powerful because they know they're not. It's a bluff. It's a calculated pose. In fact, they know exactly how weak they are. They understand how little popular support they actually have, and they can feel their grasp slipping. And if you wonder if that's true, notice how they overreact to the slightest challenge to their power. Remember, a year ago when the QAnon shaman skipped through Congress on his mescaline trip, giggling and spreading good vibes. It was kind of amusing, but Democrats in Washington were panicked by it. So panicked, they called in the U.S. Army and sent that poor guy to prison. It is weird how touchy they get when you suggest they stole the presidential election. I wonder why. But this is not the behavior of secure leaders. This is how despots act when they fear they're about to be overthrown. And there's no more fearful despot in the world than Justin Trudeau of Canada. Over the span of just a few years, Trudeau has turned a nation long famous for Molson and sled dogs and niceness into a relentlessly punitive surveillance state. People have long whispered in dead seriousness that Justin Trudeau is the biological son of Fidel Castro. You could laugh it off, but now it's becoming pretty easy to believe. Trudeau has used systematically COVID to short-circuit democracy in Canada and to end organized Christianity there. Canadians can no longer travel freely within their own country. They can all go return to their own country at certain parts. Pastors have been imprisoned for holding church services. The unvaccinated can be sent to jail for buying certain products in stores. In the town of Gatineau, family members were arrested for celebrating New Year's Eve in their own home. Every large institution in Canada pretends like all of this is perfectly normal. It's always been this way. Canadian media, which are largely controlled by the government, support these policies and Trudeau uncritically. In Nova Scotia, protests against Justin Trudeau's vaccine mandates are now banned by law. Rarely has a nation changed this quickly or more unequivocally for the worse. And last week, thousands of Canadian truckers reached their limit. A convoy of truckers converged on the capital city, Ottawa, to demand peacefully, cheerfully, but persistently an end to Justin Trudeau's tyranny. Justin Trudeau's response to this display of democracy? He fled the city. Trudeau evacuated his official residence and hid in an undisclosed location. He is still cowering there tonight. Will he come back? Has he abdicated? Will Canada be ruled by a junta of truckers? Well, not at this point. He emerged by video conference from his lair to declare that Canadian citizens who disagree with them are in fact attacking democracy. Watch. Begin video clip. Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister. There is a right to protest, there is a right to make your voices heard loudly and clearly. But there is not a right to shut down our democracy and our democratic processes. There is not a right to abuse, intimidate, and harass your fellow citizens. End video clip. Carlson, so expressing your views is an attack on democracy. And by the way, How dare you express your views as if you were a free people? That's tyranny. Democracy is when you obey like serfs. Trudeau just effectively said that. And then because he has no self-awareness whatsoever, Trudeau announced that he has contracted COVID, which is perfect. In other words, take this shot or else, as you can see from the fact I am now sick, it works perfectly. If Canada weren't a country, it would be a remarkable dark comedy. So maybe wondering about these hordes of Visigoths who has descended on Ottawa, the ones who drove Justin Trudeau out of the city. What do they look like? Well, here they are. Video clip plays. Carlson, freedom, love, patriotic displays, waving Canadian flags. Terrifying. But if you look closely at those pictures, you can see the real problem. These were working class people. They are the guys who deliver your Amazon boxes, and Justin Trudeau is repulsed by them. These people have stepped way outside. They're like, just leave the package on the porch and get the hell out of here. But they haven't gotten the hell out of there. They are still in Ottawa and Justin Trudeau won't meet with them because he never meets with people like this. Not simply because they are blue-collar and dirty, though obviously they are, but because they disagree with him. As a reminder from Justin Trudeau, that's what democracy is. Democracy is lecturing people who nod a lot in response. Watch him explain. Begin video clip. Trudeau, I have attended protests and rallies in the past. When I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that. End video clip. Carlson, so, I'll meet with the people at a rally as long as I agree with their goals. As long as they agree with me, it's totally fine, like Black Lives Matter. You get the sense even someone as dim as Justin Trudeau realizes this is not a winning argument. He needed his friends in state media to help. So they trotted out some attack lines against the truckers. Lines they borrowed directly from CNN and NBC News here in the States. So here is Canada's state broadcaster inventing a claim out of nothing that Vladimir Putin himself may be responsible for this trucker convoy? Watch. Begin video clip. Nil Kuksal, Turkish-Canadian journalist. You know, given Canada's support of Ukraine in this current crisis with Russia, I don't know if it's far-fetched to ask, but there is concern that Russian actors could be continuing to fuel things as this protest grows, but perhaps even instigating it from the outset. End video clip. Carlson, Russia. You've got to love Canada. Let's be honest, they always steal our ideas and produce a slightly shoddy copy of them. We have Walmart, they have Canadian Tire, not to be mean. Russia. Of course, Putin did it. There is no evidence of that. No sources. They've just been reading American Twitter, and the state media anchor is deeply concerned. Who buys this? No one's going to buy this. It's so prima facie absurd. So they just kept going. Here is Justin Trudeau from his bunker offering yet another reason to distrust the junta running the newly formed nation of Turkestan, formerly known as Canada. Watch. Begin video clip. Trudeau, we won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans. End video clip. Carlson, dishonor the memory of, too many Canadian flags. There are like three bad people in the crowd, so ignore the ball, ladies and gentlemen. Thankfully, by contrast, no one in the BLM rally ever torched the courthouse or shot at anybody or burned down a building. But these truckers, apparently there was a racist flag. So pay no attention. Now in the United States, we probably wouldn't fall for this at this late date. We're a little jaded at this point, because we've seen it so many times. Oh, they had a Confederate flag. Never mind, we can ignore their concerns. The election was totally fine. So again, we've seen it before, but in Canada, they probably haven't seen it. They're a few years behind us. And so, you know, they're kind of impressed by it. Claims like this happened here a few months ago, as you may remember when Democratic operatives carried around tiki torches to smear Glenn Youngkin as a white supremacist. Again, Trudeau had reason to think Canadians hadn't seen that and he might be able to get away with it. Trudeau has been honing this line of argument for months now. Last September, you may remember he accused people who opposed mandatory vaccination, getting a shot because the government requires it, of being racist. Watch. Begin video clip. Justin Trudeau, speaking in foreign language. Translation, but also, there are people who are fiercely opposed to vaccination. Unidentified female, speaking in foreign language. Translation, they are extremists. Trudeau, speaking in foreign language. Translation, who don't believe in science. Who are often misogynist, often racist, too. End video clip. Carlson, poor Canadians, they're good people. They don't have a lot of news sources. They've been exposed nonstop for 2 years to this kind of propaganda. If you don't believe in mandatory injection with an experimental medicine, you're racist. Apparently, some believe it. At least one counter-protester this weekend believed it. Watch this. One of the most humiliating scenes ever caught on tape. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, what did it say? Sorry? Unidentified male, so it says, F your white nationalist agenda. Unidentified male, I am not a white. This has nothing to do about being white. This has nothing to do with truckers. This is about freedom for all Canadians. You can be brown, black, white, blue, whatever color you want to be. This is about freedom. And Trudeau has no right to put us in this condition or mandates towards the country. Children are not going to school. It's a terrible thing to do. End video clip. Carlson, thank God for Rebel News. It may be, you think Fox is an anomaly in the United States. How'd you like to be Rebel News, literally the only people at all of Canada who are playing it straight? So they are trying to tell you that some guy from the subcontinent is a white nationalist. They're trying hard. And now they have evidence. It's brought to you by CNN naturally working in tandem with the CBC. Apparently, brace yourselves, there was a Trump sign in the crowd of truckers. Watch. Begin video clip. Paula Newton, CNN correspondent, given the potential risk. Jim, Justin Trudeau and his family, he has three kids live about a mile from Parliament Hill, they have now been moved somewhere. We don't know where, it's an undisclosed location out of an abundance of caution. I will also say that former President Trump certainly is supporting this group. I've been out there. I've seen Trump supporter signs out there, and this leads to a larger question. Jim, they're still in the downtown core. Police just released a statement saying, look, we need the trucks to leave. We need people to leave. This city has to start functioning again. And the issue is how to leave? The people who have organized this say that they will stay out there months if needed. Jim Acosta, CNN chief domestic correspondent. All right, and we know you'll see on top of it, alarming situation there in Ottawa. Paula Newton, thank you very much. End video clip. Carlson, now, we don't know who that woman is, but she should be completely ashamed of herself. She is a journalist, and yet she just told you that the ruling party of Canada wants the people who are protesting their policies to leave, and then she nods bravely, and they need to leave. Things need to get back to normal. They've got to run the city, doing all the important things that Canadians do in Ottawa. CNN is siding openly with the Trudeau government because you can't challenge power. I mean, that's what we do in the media, it is to remind you, obey, accept your fate. Rich people have spoken. Get in line, and we've got a Trump flag to prove it. But it gets worse. There were more racist flags this weekend. One of them imported conspicuously from this country. Now, we have definitive evidence of this. We're getting this from Canadian media. If there was a racist in the crowd, watch this. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, now, he is going. Now he is gone. We called them out. He knows. He's going to hold his head in shame now. End video clip. Carlson, oh, it's so great. You'll notice in the shot, there's only one person who has his face completely covered, and he happens to be carrying a Confederate flag. Now, the crowd looks at him and says, oh, wait a second. We know who you were. You're Ray Epps. Oh, sorry. But we don't trust you, in exactly the way the crowd in Washington the night before January 6th of last year said to Ray Epps, get out here, Fed. So the people on the scene didn't believe that guy was anything but provocateur. Now, we don't know exactly who he was. We will let you make your own conclusions from that. But we're supposed to believe that this one guy in the full face mask with a Confederate flag proves the entire protest is racist. Justin Trudeau has every reason to run away. Like a terrified wuss that he is, and we can ignore the concerns of the people in the trucker convoy? But we've got a couple of questions. Who exactly was that guy holding the flag? And where is Justin Trudeau right now? It's not clear where he was broadcasting from this weekend. But what is clear is that unlike Saddam or Muammar Gaddafi, we're never going to be able to find out. Now, you think to yourself, in a democracy you should know where the head of state is, right? Don't you have a right if you're a voter? Shouldn't Canadians have a right to know where he is? Yes, but it doesn't matter because Justin Trudeau can hide anywhere. He is a master of disguise. Any place in the world, Justin Trudeau could blend in, and you'd never know it was him. And to prove it, we're going to show you a series of photographs right now. All of them are real and all of them depict the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. So here he is looking very much not like a French Canadian. Looking pretty dark actually. This is an Arabian Night themed gathering when he was a high school teacher. Oh, he's got blackface on. Interesting. And here he is blending in convincingly as a Bollywood star in India. Hands grasped together in reverence and prayer. Here he is flanked by his new countrymen. They have no idea they're in the presence of a Canadian politician. That's how convincing Justin Trudeau is when he decides to play dress up. They think he's one of them. I love some samosas, Justin says. We do, too, said the Indian. They have no idea they are talking to a Canadian. But when he is not fooling people in India, he is fooling Native Americans, and yes, there is a difference, bigot. Not all Indians are the same. Here is Justin Trudeau wearing the traditional headdress of one of Canada's many Indigenous tribes. Like the Aztecs of yore, Justin Trudeau will rip your heart out, ladies. And yet, what's this? Is that Clark Kent of Superman fame? No. Once again, it's just Justin Trudeau. He can impersonate fictional characters. Here he is looking like a stranded pilot in the desert from one of the Star Wars movies. He could literally be hiding on a soundstage in Hollywood as we speak. He can even be at a ranch as these pictures demonstrate. Look at that hat. Unbelievable. As long as no one hands him a gun or asks him where food comes from, that is a convincing rancher right there. So yes, Justin Trudeau can change far more than his skin color. Get a close look. If you see this man and he has various disguises, do not approach him. He might be hiding in a nondescript cabin in the middle of nowhere, but he's very much in control of Ottawa, at least for the moment. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.